Hey, people, what's up?
It's hot in here.
It's hot! I got the air conditioner on! Here's the fan, man.
It's so freaking hot.
There, is that better?
Yes.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
How's your day been?
Yeah, long.
Yeah?
And blah.
Oh, yeah? That's sad, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've had a great day so far.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Did you win at your stupid Overwatch?
I did. I won 13 out of the
15.
20 games that I played. Two of them were ties.
Better than 50%. That was
yeah. So it's actually, I'm 13-5 and 2. Oh, man, winning 13, losing 5 is pretty good, man. Set a new season high today.
Yeah, so are you still bronze or silver? You were on the road to failure?
I'm on the road to bronze.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's how Overwatch works for me. And hi, guys, it's Seth and Colby Show.
Hey.
I'm a platinum player who is in bronze or in gold, which is the step below, who dropped from platinum all the way to silver this season, then climbed almost back up to platinum.
Yeah.
Who, in order to zen out and not get depressed and feel salty and tilted every time I play the game, I decided I'm actually going to actively try to go to bronze to see if I could.
I gotcha.
And so that's how I got over
it.
So
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the medals work. I'm pretty
sure. It's bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, master, grandmaster, top 500.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm totally a top 500 player.
Oh, totally.
If you count top 500 streamers on PS4s, I'm probably in the top 500.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh,
there can't be more than 500.
So logical.
Like, okay, let's say streamers by sub count who play Overwatch on PS4 by rank, top 500. It's gotta be.
No.
There's not that many streamers, man.
500,000.
How many people are playing Overwatch right now, do you guess? Take a guess. How many people?
7,000.
Okay, let's look here. I actually don't know. Let's see.
Eight. Oh, God.
That's viewers. I don't know how to tell how many streams there are.
So
you can't really see how many streams there are, can you? No, because that's just viewers, too. That's weird. Don't you feel like they should put up here, like, this many... You know, this many streams are live. Dude, why is Overwatch, like, so... Like, you could sort by fair... Like, by hero? How does that work?
Dude.
Let's look at only Symmetra streams.
It's the fucking game, man.
How does that... Dude. I don't know how that works.
It's the game of games.
But it is an affront to the Lord that this one person over here is playing, one, Overwatch with a title that says... Fortnite with friends, and two is playing Symmetra right now. All right, if I could ban someone from the internet, it would be those three people playing Symmetra right now in Overwatch. That's who I'd ban.
Why?
Oh, she's the worst. Oh, she's the worst. She's worse than Toby
what
from
you
the
got
office.
Your play
dude.
Of the game off of today, man.
Symmetra?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What were you? Were you watching me?
Yeah.
I don't play Symmetra.
Yeah.
That's you can't just keep saying yeah.
Wait. Who is Symmetra?
She's an Indian lady who I hate.
Oh, okay, not that one. No.
You think of D.Va?
No, it's the witch, the new witch or new witch lady.
Moira?
That one.
Okay, yeah. Not Symmetra.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I saw two hands.
Oh, you saw the Twitter video I put up. All right. Hey, Taylor. Hey, Ren. Thanks for the hogs and chat, dudes. How you doing out there, guys? We're doing the show. We're going to do it for an hour, and then Colby's going to play Skyrim. What do you know about Skyrim, man?
It's a fantasy game.
Okay.
With a lot of open land, and you fight skeleton people. And
he's not wrong. He's not. You do that.
Swords and magic and dragons.
Well, man, you know a lot about it, actually.
Yeah.
You pretty much just described Skyrim to a T.
I mean, pretty much.
I mean, the story in Skyrim is irrelevant. What you do is you walk around and you fight skeletons with magic swords, and you can also kill dragons.
There's a main storyline.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, you are the Dragonborn.
Like a whole shit ton of side quests and things.
Yeah, the main storyline is maybe 5 hours.
So what am I going to be doing in this
That's
game?
Whatever you want, friend. I was talking to chat today because they're like, what's Colby going to do? And personally, I hope you spend 30 minutes making your character, because that's always my favorite part, just watching you just choose that. Okay. And then you can literally do whatever you want. Like I was telling Chad, I'm like, I don't know how Colby plays these open world games. Like, I don't know if you'll do the quests or if you'll just be like, hey, look, a bird, and you'll just follow it. Because, like, literally the only thing you have to do in Skyrim is make your character, play through the little tutorial, and then you, after the tutorial, which is, you know, if you take the character creator out, it's maybe 10 minutes of gameplay, you're just in the world. And you can go anywhere.
I feel like that was the same thing with Dark Souls or fucking Bloodborne.
No. Because Bloodborne, you have to be able to kill everybody in order to get places. In Skyrim, you just run away.
Do I get a horse?
Yeah, I think you could either steal a horse or you could pay with one with money.
I'm going to name him Pete.
I don't think you could name your horse. You can name him.
I just did.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Goblin 2.0, man. You get a name.
Pete the horse, man.
No, your character is Goblin. That was your Bloodborne character. His name was Goblin.
Goblin?
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus.
Okay, you're going to have to spell that. It's going to be hard. Don't think about it too much, man. Just let it flow out of you. No idea.
So. Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus. Or is it Tyrannosaurus?
Usaurus. The questions are real.
It'd be like Chuck E. Cheese, God, you know, Tyran, and then the middle initials A, and then last name Saurus. Or it could be a descriptor of Tyran, who is a Saurus.
Just name it Hog.
My name's Horus. Saurus? My name's Saurus? No, I am a Saurus. Like, I'm Seth, comma, a Whitey. You know, it'd be like, I'm Tyran, a Saurus. You started this, man.
You took it here.
I did. That's true. Just name it Hog, man.
Is that the new gender?
Asaurus? Anybody who wants to pick Asaurus as a gender, mm-hmm. You do you, man. That's
Colby.
That's not for us to judge, dude. That is for the Lord to judge and for him to sort it out. What is it? I kill him, the Lord sorts him out. Isn't that what, like, everybody who drives a Dodge Ram, isn't that what their bumper sticker says or whatever?
Yep.
Do you just blanket hate any cars, any people that drive a specific type of car? Because I blanket hate anyone who drives a Dodge and anyone who drives an Infiniti.
Mm.
Mostly Infiniti, though. Like, if you drive an Infiniti, you're a douche. Right?
Infiniti?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't have any qualms with Infiniti
drivers. I do. I hate Infinitis.
I have qualms with big lifted truck people.
Dude, weren't you 3 months ago talking about getting a lifted truck?
The lifted part was a joke.
Was it?
The truck part was semi-serious for a hot second.
Okay.
Thankfully, that was a phase.
Oh, you've decided to not do that anymore? Okay, all right.
No.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't buy a truck, too, because I'd have to stop being friends with you, so it'd be awkward.
Big lifted trucks. Anybody who drives a Volkswagen Beetle.
What about a Volkswagen bus? Are they okay?
Yeah.
What about a retro Beetle? Are those? Do you give a pass to the retro?
I hate those more.
Really?
Yeah.
More than like the ones that people put eyelashes over the
the lights.
Yeah, but what are they called? Headlights.
Oh my god!
I kept wanting to call them flashlights, and I knew that wasn't right.
The flashlights in the front of the car. Yeah. Allow me to see.
Like, you've seen those, haven't you? Like the eyelashes.
The top of the car. One would say headlights.
Yeah, Google suggested it. These have got to be.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, look at these. Look at these morons right here.
Yep.
You see people driving around with this.
I despise those people.
Like, I feel if you
anybody who supports Nazis, you know what?
It's not even about that to me.
They don't deserve to live.
I just feel like if you decided to, like, if you saw this car behind you at a stoplight and you just put it in reverse and gunned it, I feel like the cops would show up to the scene and be like, you know what? I'm going to let this one slide, you know?
Understandable.
It's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you should have to pay to repair your own car, but you definitely shouldn't have to pay for that. That's just an affront against the Lord. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Like, that person needs to go to church and needs Jesus. I'm not even pro-church.
You need Jesus.
But that person needs Jesus.
You need the Jesus.
This one has lips as well.
Oh, my fucking God. And a bow.
This one has, like ladybug antennas on it, yeah.
Yep, yeah, hey, them and lifted trucks.
Yep. Those are, like, literally the polar opposites, too.
I can't think of any other ones.
of like hate, you know? How did we even get on people hating, just blanket hating car people?
You brought it up.
Why?
Man.
Where's my
you
brain
hate
at?
The Dodge Ram people.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, Dodge Ram sucks. Yeah. If you see anyone driving a Dodge Nitro,
dude,
it's just I feel all their cars are douchebag cars.
Douchebag cars.
Yeah. I mean, there might be some notable exceptions, you know?
Yeah. Did like a bully in high school drive a Dodge? Or
no.
Something, man?
No. My school, no one afforded a car at my school. But I'll say this. All right. I'll backpedal a little bit. Dodge Nitro, out. You're the worst. If you drive a Dodge Nitro,
SUV,
you're out.
The weird looking one.
Yeah, that's like the people who don't get a Durango because they need a sportier SUV. They get the Nitro. All right. Anyone who drives a Challenger.
Oh damn it!
All right, or anyone who drives.
I don't want
a
Challenger.
The other Dodge that is not
Charger.
A Challenger, the Charger. Anyone who drives those, douche. Okay.
The Charger, I would agree with you, especially if they get black or white.
Which is the one that's the cop car?
It's black or white. It's the Charger.
That one's worse than the Challenger. The Challenger might be... You know what? I think the Challenger might get a pass because I feel like that one's more expensive. So you might be like, I want a Charger, but I'm going to not be a douche on a budget, and I'm going to be a douche with some cash, and so you get the Charger.
Dude, the Challenger...
Is the Charger in Transformers, though?
No, it's the Challenger. Okay. No, that's the Chevy. That's the Chevy.
The Camaro.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you drive that, you're probably a douche, too. But
definitely that one.
Oh, no, I feel like, I just feel like, you know, you look at Fords, you look at Chevys and all that, I feel like, for the most part, they're known for being a family vehicle, like, for normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any Dodge vehicles that are for normal people? I don't think there are.
I think there are several vans.
I think they're all made for the 20 to 30-year-old douchebags.
Also, I don't get why they call them minivans.
Because they're smaller vans.
Because they're vans.
Yeah, but they're not big vans.
Like what? Like company vans and shit?
Yeah. There are like rape vans don't really get made anymore.
Yeah.
But like back in the 80s and early 90s, I would say, rape vans were very prominent for people to actually drive their families around in.
No.
Yeah, my family had one, and it was... the friggin' greatest vehicle my family ever owned because it was like...
Bash owned one, too, but
it was cushy.
Windows.
And, yeah, it has windows, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a rape van.
No, like, but the body is a rape van.
You just take away the windows. And then
Right. But that's more like a company van. But these vans are the size of rape vans, but they don't really make them anymore, probably due to the fact that we call them rape vans.
Probably.
And so now they just make minivans. I don't think anyone's driving around in them, though.
No, well, like other than company people?
Yeah, or like church groups or, you know, things like that. Schools might have tiny vans, but...
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Amish families, I feel like they might have... No, they drive carts.
It shouldn't be mini, though, because it's not mini.
Mennonite, that's what I meant.
Just be a smaller van.
Well, mini is a word for smaller.
No, it's a word for extremely smaller.
Is it?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
A miniature?
You might be looking too much into it, dude.
1,000th the scale of real life.
But I'm guessing you got on this because you're trying to think of the Dodge Caravan, right?
Yeah, sure.
And that's like the family Dodge?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Durango is for douche family.
Durango and Caravan might be the exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
But like when you look at Ford and Chevy, they have as many douche cars as Dodge has non-douche cars.
How about the Dodge Dart?
That's... No, because that's for douchers on a budget. It's
I
can't
really cheap.
Right, I can't afford a Camaro. I can't afford a Mustang. I can't afford a Charger. So I'm gonna get the Dart. You know,
there's another cheaper one that's like a shittier version of the Charger. Avenger, I want to say.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's like a Taurus, but like made out of plastic instead of metal. I'm pretty sure.
Super bad.
Like it's just like Dodge to me is like I've got to be a douche, but I also work 3 hours a week at Taco Bell, so how do I be a douche and still eat gorditas, you know, and pay rent, and it's buy a Dodge Dart, but then you like, I feel like they all drive them like Matthews, like they just peel out in the parking lot, and
you know, one in my complex, and every time
that's what I'm saying, exactly, yeah, go get it with that V4, dude, really good. You know, anyone chat is asking, who is Matthew? Type exclamation point Matthew into chat, and you'll get a lovely photo of Matthew that you can look at, and it'll define who that man is. So if you haven't seen him, or you don't know who he is, the photo will tell you everything you need to know about who Matthew is. So,
exclamation point Matthew.
Yeah, that's how you do it. But
yeah, there you go.
That's two T's there, Ren. That's Mahu.
Matt-who. Matt-who.
So you hate muscle cars, jack trucks, and eyelashes? I think eyelashes on any of those things.
I don't hate muscle cars.
No, I don't hate muscle cars.
Because two of those were mine, one of yours was yours.
I think any Dodge...
Challenger is a muscle car.
Any Dodge made after 2003 is a douche-mobile. I think Dodge changed their marketing at one point.
It was like, let's go after them douchebags.
Yeah, and that's what they did, and then so they did that.
Yeah, they saw the situation.
Like, when's the last... Exactly, that's their market.
That's the guy who needs to be driving our shit.
Right. Like, when is the last time you saw a new Dodge Caravan?
I don't pay attention for them, but I'm assuming they're out there.
I mean, I'm sure they're out there, you know, just like aliens are out there, but mm-hmm. you don't see them that often.
I don't pay attention for them. I try to block out all vans from my line.
Wait, do you hate vans?
Yeah.
Well, why wasn't that on your list? Just blanket hate vans, man.
That should have been.
What if you get married and you have three kids and you need a van?
Then they are squishing in the backseat of my goddamn Challenger, man.
You could always, you could always get an SUV.
Nah.
I mean, that's what I did. Like, I have an SUV. Yeah. You know, it holds seven, not comfortably, but...
It'd probably be where I go.
Yeah, I mean...
Or a sporty minivan.
I just feel like if you get a minivan, you gave up, you know?
Like, that's where, you know, like, I have no...
Right.
I have no more, like, uniqueness.
My dad drove a minivan back and forth to work for, like, 10 years, and I don't know if that's the saddest thing or the most manly thing he's ever done.
I'm driving a van. I need a vehicle to get to work.
Right. Like, he is so confident.
Chuck Hardwood would have been driving.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He just needs a way to go make some money.
I need four wheels to push me to where I need to go.
I don't care if it's a Volkswagen Beetle with pink eyelashes. I got to get to work.
My stomach is so huge, I cannot walk five steps.
I have to put steak on the table for Mrs. Chuck Hardwood. Her name's Tiffany, and she is a god. She is a saint, and you will respect Tiffany Hardwood. And our daughters, Jessica and Jamail. She's adopted, don't laugh. She was a foster child that I took off the streets. She was doing all sorts of drugs and other half-forming stuff. And I'm mad as hell, and I ain't going to take it anymore. Kind of spiraled out of control there at the end.
A little bit.
Kind of lost it there towards the end. But those names aren't canon. I feel like Tiffany's a pretty good canon for a wife name, but Jessica and Jamail, we can work on those.
Tiffany Hardwood. That's canon. Stupid.
I don't know why two J's popped into my mind, but...
Jessica and Jamail.
I've had better names come up, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Well, I don't even know how we got started on that subject, but the point I was trying to make this whole time is if you drive an Infiniti, unfollow us.
Unfollow.
Like, I don't want you watching this show. So.
Oh, my God. Why? Yeah. I don't get the hate.
Chat, what kind of cars do you drive? Put it in chat. What do you guys drive?
Google an Infiniti, because I can't even think of one Infiniti right now.
Infinity War was like the first five.
That makes sense.
That would make sense right now, wouldn't it? Yeah, look at all these douche cars. Look at all these. Like, anyone who just drives around the street in that's a douche. Look at their douchey SUV.
Okay, well, for one, the car looks exactly like Ren's Hyundai Elantra.
No.
Yeah.
No, Hyundai Elantra is a very... That's a very respectable car.
Uh-huh. It looks just like that.
See... I think here's the problem, all right? I have a deep-seated hatred for Nissan as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it goes back to when I used to work up in Manhattan. Every single woman up there was an ex-cheerleader who had blonde hair, ate only crackers and celery, and drove a Nissan Maxima. Every single one of them. And so I just have this just inner rage about Nissan Maximas, mm-hmm. and the Infiniti is... The Nissan luxury, you know, like Lexus is the Toyota luxury,
yes.
Acura is Honda luxury, Hyundai is Kia luxury, Infiniti.
Hyundai?
Yeah.
Is Kia luxury?
I mean, luxury, but yeah, it's luxury.
Oh my gosh.
I bet Ren's got leather seats in that Elantra, even if it's from 1985. I bet it's leather.
Fucking leather seats in my Ford
Fusion.
Well,
yeah,
Fusion.
And you're a god, dude. The Fusion.
No.
The Fusion is the luxury focus,
no,
man.
It's not.
It is, dude.
Stop it.
It is, man.
Not.
Yeah, you got a four-door sedan. You roll deep.
No.
You know what I got in my car? I got brown cloth seats with brown interior on a brown outside. I'm literally riding in a log of dew.
I've got in my car?
What?
I've got leather seats.
Black
coated.
Leather.
Coated.
Uh-huh.
And semen. No. Dog hair. Dog hair. It's just everywhere. Mud on the floor mats. I don't clean my shit. It's disgusting.
You know, you could
take... I'd rather have a clean fucking carpet van SUV than...
Why don't you just take it to a car wash and...
I should
have them detail it.
I'm really lazy.
It's like $25 and you could literally watch YouTube while you wait for them to clean it.
I have to drive there.
It's probably on your way home from work.
The only places I drive is to work and the liquor store. That's it.
And the liquor store, guys, is literally in the parking lot for his apartment.
It closed.
What?
Jones closed.
Are you kidding me?
No. No, I'm not. Yep.
Dude, are you okay?
No. I'm very butthurt about it. I have to actually drive across the street.
Yeah.
If I was desperate enough, I could run to Chillum.
Exactly, yeah.
But no, I'm not running to ABC.
That's too far, man. There's an intersection in the way. Wow, that actually, I mean, it's not surprising because I think you were the only person who shopped there.
Oh, yeah. No one was ever in there when I went in there.
No.
When I was talking to the guy there, and he was like, they bought the wrong stuff. They didn't buy enough beer.
No.
And they always had way too much liquor.
Well, what they did is it's owned by the people who own Dopp's Chiropractic, which you people here in Wichita don't know what that means. But basically, imagine a family of 8 doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They probably all drive Infinities because they think they're on top of the world. And then they're like, okay, we need something for our wives to do because they're just in here clucking at us 24/7.
Clucking
yeah.
at us.
Hey, honey, let me borrow this. Hey, honey, let me borrow this. And he's like, I've been cracking backs all day, lady. Let me live. And so they're like, what do you want to do? And they're like, I want to drink liquor and get paid. And so they open Chillin' Liquor right next door to a Dobbs Chiropractic. And it turns out that all of the women in there, they like drinking liquor, not Bud Light, so they just ordered what they like. You know, that's definitely what happened. Prove me wrong. Change my mind.
Okay, I know the guy that I think was part owner of it.
Is this the beefy dude who you used to see at the gym?
Yep.
There's no way that guy. If anything, he's the gigolo for one of Dopp's wives. It's 100% what's going on, and you know that's true.
It's possible. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he was part owner. But anyway, yeah, he seemed like a guy who would go for the liquor over the beer.
Yeah, dude, he's like me. He drinks Fireball.
Well, he's also like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, you don't get a bodybuilder's body like me and that guy if you're drinking beer.
No.
That's right. You had to drink straight Fireball.
Yeah. Typically vodka, but, you know, clear liquor.
I could put vodka in my Fireball. No, that calories. Makes it healthier.
No calories, bro.
There's definitely calories in vodka.
Nah, it's and lower.
Than beer?
And brown liquor.
I don't think it is.
Yes.
No, you know, vodka is literally just liquid wheat, right?
Liquid potatoes.
Or potatoes, yeah.
It's you can. Potatoes.
I mean, I drink Grey Goose because I floss everywhere I go, so... I was just trying that out. Is that not hip anymore?
I thought you would literally meant you floss your teeth.
Like I thought, you know,
you
like
go.
Fergie flosses.
Oh.
Is that not a thing?
You didn't stop being friends now.
Why? Because she, why? I'm trying to be hip like Fergie.
No, stop it.
What?
I'm going to give you one more chance, but you can't do that again.
Floss.
No! I'm leaving!
Flossy, floss, you know, dude, it's such a good one, dude. Hey, I'm the one, you permanently damaged my hearing playing London Bridge at 180 decibels that one time, all right, so.
Hey, maybe that's why I'm scarred.
It could be.
I scarred myself.
That's your Vietnam is hearing that right mm-hmm. there, so. But yeah, man.
PTSD.
London Jeez Bridge, man, that's a bad Christ. Song at a regular
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard.
Yeah. Trash Chan has resubbed. 3 months in a row.
Thank you.
She said, oh, look at that with a thinking emoji.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, hold on. That's beautiful. Thanks for the sub, Trash.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much.
Yeah. Oh,
so
you know,
much.
speaking of which, I need to resub. Can I do it on my phone?
Oh, my God.
Can I do it on my phone?
My back is on fire.
I don't think I can.
I'm going to do a show from here.
I don't know how to resub. I don't know how to share my message without logging out of Twitch and logging back in on another browser.
That would be troublesome.
But it's my 6-month anniversary.
Oh, wait, then you should share it, bro.
Yeah, also I should.
You're 1 month better than the basement brain.
No, I'd rather actually just have Trash Chan's name up there, to be honest with you, than
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
It makes more sense. But.
That's a better thing to do.
Yeah, but the point of what I'm trying to say is if you drive an Infinity, I hate you.
Ah, you are murdered. You will be killed.
Oh man, I don't know. I just don't like Infinities. I also don't like. I don't even like Johnny Depp. So your name's up there. It takes a second, trash. We live in 2018. You got to give a second for the Amish people to paste your name up there, all right? What do you think Streamlabs is? Some big organization who handles millions of dollars in transactions every day for the entire Twitch platform? You think they're capable of putting up a name the instant it happens? You think it has to... You think it can just happen instantly through the power of the internet? No! That's not how things work here in reality.
Uh-huh.
There's some guy wearing a nun outfit churning butter. That's how your name gets up there. We're going to play the intro, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to Inquisition Colby about stuff. So,
okay.
All right, here we go.
Cool.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like to stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters. Here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast. No, we are a live Twitch video show that broadcasts live on Twitch twice a week.
Yep, you got it.
More descriptive that way, see?
Yeah,
Twitch
live
twice, now we're live.
Thing on Twitch.
Yeah, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and on Thursdays it's followed by Colby Plays Games at 8 p.m. Central Time. This week he's playing Skyrim, so you might want to stick around for that if you like Colby's suffering, or if you like Skyrim, or if you like me laughing at Colby's pain. I think those are the three biggest draws, right?
Yeah, that would be it.
After that intro, then Colby looks so unamused.
Seen it like 5,000 times.
Hey man, you made it.
I also made it.
Yeah, you should be excited that your work is being seen by the people. That's being called lit, man. Lit and hip and flossing.
I do appreciate the love for it.
Yeah.
It took
some time. Do you? Because it sounds like you'd rather have a poker shoved up your butt.
I love you, people.
Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Follow us on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all Seth and Colby. Listen to the audio show. It's get the link, SethandColby.com. Video on demand, YouTube.com, SethandColby. Live twice a week. Watch it. Donate money. Give us money. $5 more loud foghorn. I die. It's that type of stuff. Give us money regardless. Sub to us. You all know how it works. So, all right, Colby, we got to talk a little bit.
Ah, God, man. I was jamming.
Okay. Just let me know when you're done jamming, dude.
Oh, that was a Tony P move. I want to stab myself.
Oh,
in the
I was thinking. See, I was thinking it was more like. I was thinking it was more like a church type of move. Well, then, yeah, you know what I'm about to talk about has to do with that man, but not really. Okay, so I was paying attention because he's in my YouTube and I can't escape because I can't bring myself to unsub.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a new video a couple days ago. It was I think it's titled Jay's Concert on 420.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bunch of video of this man playing a guitar.
Yes.
Okay. That's unimportant. I watched like 3 minutes of it, and then I realized you weren't in it.
Nope.
There's one scene of you throwing a basketball into a bunch of trash cans. And not trash chans, trash cans.
It was gigantic beer pong. It was pretty fun.
So that was the only thing you were in. It was maybe a half a second. I realized I wasn't getting what I needed from this video, which is voyeur shots of Colby in his natural habitat, essentially. But I did have one question.
Mm.
Okay, I got the video right here. It's the only thing I have a question about. Okay, mm-hmm. just watch. Okay, so was there a man just blowing glass in the middle of a concert where you went?
Yep. This is a 420 show, man.
So was that a bong or a pipe or?
It was probably going to get there. Yeah. Took them fucking forever. By the time we left, I saw nothing made.
Like
there was just a whole bunch of sticks of glass.
Where did you go?
It was like a it just rented a venue.
Like
what this was?
Because it looks like a giant empty room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was just a big. There's been yoga in it. There's been weddings in this place.
So who rented it?
Right next to Wichita, Wheatland Distilling or something like that.
Don't know what that is, but okay.
Downtown.
It's chat. This is how out of touch I am. You're like, I don't live in Wichita. None of this is relevant to me. I don't know it either,
yeah.
And I live here.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
So who rented it? Was it?
I have no idea. No, he was the opening act for a band called Shit.
That's a weird name for a band, dude. Was there goat yoga there?
No.
Chat wants to know.
No.
I'm just...
Ziggy Watts?
Okay.
Was the band name, I
think? Sounds great.
Yeah, no, they sucked. So basically, he was there for background music for the beer pong tournament.
I mean, if you watched, though, there was a tournament.
Yep.
Were you in it?
No.
Oh. Because it looks like there were six people there.
There was probably like 30 in a venue.
It's a huge room.
Yeah, there was 30 people in a venue that could hold probably like 200.
I don't understand the youth of today, man.
I don't know why we were there. I was very confused. It was weird.
Why is there?
There was a cover charge, which we didn't have to pay because we kind of snuck in, but that's besides the point.
It's just a man blowing glass.
Yeah, there was a man blowing glass. There was foosball. There was a gigantic.
That feels normal, though.
Connect Four. There was a giant Connect Four. There was a whole bunch of tables with a whole bunch of board games on them. There was a gigantic Jenga. There was giant beer pong with trash cans and a volleyball, which I fucked Pinella on.
That's awesome, dude.
Just ran.
You know, did you watch this video? I don't know if you did or not.
Oh, parts of it.
The only part of this video that you're in is where you throw the ball and you completely miss and you hit Pinella instead. It's the only part of that game
he
included. Yeah, I bet. That's why I mentioned it, because that's what you said.
Oh, no, me and him played foosball, and he was like, man, I really would love to have somebody, like, record this game so I could use it with me and you in it. Like, because I could record it, but then it would only have you in it. And I'm just like...
He wants a film crew to follow around?
Yeah.
Get a selfie stick, bro!
Right? Or tripod.
I guarantee you a man walking around with a selfie stick taking photos is not as weird as a man blowing glass in the corner.
Do I know? I thought about
that
when I rewatched this video. I was like, I'm really surprised a drunk person didn't just walk into that open.
Like, that's just... Like, it's just weird!
Yeah.
There's just, like... A giant oxygen tank with hoses coming out of it, and just a man with what appears to be protection of some sort for his eyes, ears, or face around his neck, not being worn.
I saw this guy.
Yeah?
Later in the night. That bracelet that he's got on was the dirtiest thing I've ever seen. It was just, I think it was a hemp bracelet, and it just looked like it was covered in shit.
I just, you know, I'd love to interview this guy on the show. I just want to know how you learn a trade as classical as glass blowing.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in your life, you make twists and turns where you end up at a giant empty warehouse populated by 30-year-olds listening to musicians who aren't ever going to go anywhere but Wichita and making glass, but it's a bong. And that's your life.
What's sadder, being that guy or being a guy at the party not knowing what the hell's happening?
Oh, 100% being that guy. Now, being the guy who goes to the party purposefully, knowing what it's like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But I think you're okay. I feel like you're just as blameless in this as I would be right now, because you don't know what's happening.
I did not know.
You're just there for a friend.
I got a text saying, hey, does anybody want to go with me to Jordan's show?
Okay. Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Do you ever worry, like, the least amount of details you get, the weirder it's going to be?
Probably.
Like if I was like, hey, man, you want to go check this thing out? I'd be like, it's at this place at this time. What do you think? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, if I was just like, hey, meet me here. We're going to have fun. Like, I feel like you'd be like, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. No. I need to keep that in mind for next time when they're secretive about it.
Right, the less details they share. Like, I picked that trade up from Matthew, okay? By the way, exclamation point Matthew in chat, if you don't know who he is or what he looks like, it'll explain everything about the man you need to know. But, yeah, I picked that up from Matthew. Like, the less details you get, the weirder or awful it's going to. Like, when he would call me and leave a voicemail, just say, coming back, man. Like, I knew I'd never call him back because it's just going to be a wormhole of hatred that I don't want to go into. Fisher Player, we're doing good, man. How are you doing tonight? Morris says it's a 420 party and the man needs to get paid. Do you think he got paid?
Oh.
There's no chance, right? There's 30 people there. You've already covered that. You and Unofficial Tony P, the lady, and I believe the lady's mom that is right here, because she was there, right?
It was Jay's mom, yeah.
Okay, so the musician's mom and the musician. There's five people right there that didn't pay the cover charge. And there's 30 people there.
I think they did need to pay. I don't know if Jay did, but Lizzie.
But you didn't.
I snuck in.
Oh, okay. But it was just you.
Me and Britt snuck in.
Oh, okay. All right. Just say it, man. I don't feel like he got
paid. Yeah, because they didn't tell us there was a $5 cover charge before we showed the fuck up.
If they made you pay, would you have paid it though, wouldn't you? Because it's less work for you.
$10.
It's less work for you to pay it though than it is to turn around and go home.
Britt wanted to leave. I was like,
But dude, Brittany is like the arbiter of sense in your life. You should listen to her more.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. Like, she likes sports and hates this, and you need more of that in your life.
Jesus Christ.
Never mind. I'm just going to be purposely mean there. I'm going to stop. Hey, Fictional, how are you doing, man? You're doing good? Oh, Fisher Player's eating some Oreos? Glad you got some dessert, man. You were talking earlier. You wanted candy, but hopefully Oreos.
You're ripping his life apart, man.
No.
Destroying the glass blower.
I'm not destroying.
He could blow you into oblivion.
I would like that, and he'd probably get paid more for it than he would have blown glass at a 420 party downtown with three deadbeats there, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
I bet he gets satisfaction. He gets satisfaction from the fact that he's there blowing glass.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, let me blow this glass.
Right. Like, I don't do this for free, but prior to it being my full-time job, I did this for the pleasure of doing it, you know?
What's your point?
Point is that he might not need payment. He just wants to blow a bong in front of complete strangers.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not knocking the guy that blows glass.
There was a cover, so I would think that the entertainment would get paid something.
You think he was entertainment?
Yeah.
How positive are you that he didn't just show up, pay the $5, and start blowing glass in the older room?
Because that is a lot of equipment to just be like, hey, I'm bringing this inside.
They got room.
It got an open flame.
They got room. You think they had a permit for that, man?
No.
No.
No, no.
He's
not
also
a
blowing drug paraphernalia. Prehistoric.
Hey, man, it's tobacco.
No, it ain't.
It's 420. Tobacco.
Weed's going in there, man.
1,000%. No, it said 420 party on it.
Yeah.
Cops came by. They didn't give a shit.
Why would they? They don't want to get involved with the glass blower.
No.
You think they want to put all that glass blowing crap into evidence? They absolutely do not. He could be snorting lines of cocaine off a hooker's butt, and they'd probably be like, that looks like a lot of paperwork. Let's go bust some black people. It's Wichita. That's what happens here.
I
mean, it's actually not funny. Because it's the truth.
We're not where that Starbucks was, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, ask Cameron Janicek if he's ever felt violated by the Wichita police.
Oh, no, I've definitely... He's had an... He was walking home because his car broke down one time, and they pulled him over.
Mm-hmm. And I've never even heard that story.
Yeah, no,
I heard the one about him just walking home.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the same one.
Oh, I didn't realize his car broke down.
Yeah, no, his car broke down at his job, and then he had to walk
home. How long ago was this?
5 years.
Okay, we might be telling the same story. Mine was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, but
yep.
Yeah, his only crime was, walking while black.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Wichita. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a racist here. Trump County, man.
It was late, man.
It was, yeah, it's late. How dare he be black when it's in the nighttime? Wichita PD.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah, sure not, awesome, I'm sure not everyone in Wichita PD is racist, just some people. Just the ones who target black people unfairly.
It's the most of them.
Yeah. But anyway, what were we talking about before I got racist? Or truthful, depending on how you look at it?
I think we're changing topics because you were done trashing the man's life for being...
I'm not trashing the man's life. He's obviously... he has a skill that I could never do. Blow glass. Here, this is the closest I'm going to get to blowing glass. There.
It's not even glass.
It's not. It's plastic. Yeah. That's how far away I am. Is there anything glass in this room? Yeah, turn around and grab my son's Darth Vader cup right there. That's glass. Get that. Get that right there. Just wheel back there, man. It's 10 inches. You can don't even need to roll. You could literally just turn in your chair. This is...
I reached the length of my headphones. That was a lot of effort, man.
Fuck you.
I think that's ceramic.
Dude, I'm going to beat you in the head with this. Anyway, what were we talking about?
God, dude.
I don't know.
Vanilla. Just. And his goddamn stupid videos.
I just, dude. It just feels like a Monty Python skit. Just normal, normal, normal guy blowing glass. Normal, normal, normal. It just.
I mean, it kind of was.
I mean, it just doesn't make it. It's just out of left field for me. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is Colby's life. Like, he's there. There.
Typically, I'm not there.
You're there all the time.
No.
Every week, you do something weird, man.
Weird?
Yes.
What's weird?
Being at a place where people are blowing
glass.
Okay,
that's one weekend. Next.
You did a podcast with him 2 weeks
ago.
That
wasn't a weekend.
It's a week.
Agreed,
okay, every,
that was weird.
Every week you do something weird.
All right. Week before that.
I can't remember.
Nothing.
I'm sure you did
Your
something.
Your point's disproven.
Dude, I could... I
don't do weird things.
I'm going to start keeping a log,
go
man.
Outside. That's all I do. I go
outside. Okay, chat, confirm going outside weird, right? Put yay in chat if going outside is weird.
No.
Okay? Colby, are you a normie?
Yes. I didn't know what Reddit was until November.
Fictional's a contrarian, so that means yay.
You remember when we owned this company called Camp Steak?
I do.
You founded
yes.
because you enjoyed the outdoors.
Yes, and I still do.
Oh, but you know what that does? That requires you to go outside.
Yeah, that's true, and I do go outside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekends, to places far away from humanity.
So outside with people is a bad thing.
Yeah, that's what
outside
normies do.
With no one.
Yeah, getting away from life better. And pretending you're in The Last of Us and hoping that when you return home it becomes true. Yeah, that's normal.
What did I walk in on? You guys walked in on the show. This is how the show goes. We never have a line of discussion that's normal. About anything. We used to. We switched that up. To talk about
yeah.
this nonsense.
Yeah, now what happened is we got rid of stories and topics that are relevant,
yeah,
and now
we
just it's whatever
off the
tumbles
edge
out
of fucking,
my brain.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
I mean, I can... It could be less weird. I could give it to the normie here. Talk about a topic. Go.
So, you know what's really interesting? Plants. You ever just stare at plants and be like, God, that is so beautiful? They provide life, oxygen... Beauty.
What's your favorite plant, man?
Dude, a tulip.
Really? A tulip,
yeah,
huh?
Tulips.
Why?
They're really nice to look at. Also, potatoes.
Can you describe a tulip for me?
It's purple.
Oh.
It's like it's got a bulb on the end of it.
Okay. It doesn't.
It's got a stem. It does.
No, but once it blooms, it doesn't. I feel like no one likes a
tulip
in bulb form.
Fucking look up a goddamn tulip, man. It looks like a bulb. I think that's what you call the shape of plant.
Shape of water?
No, not that fish fucking movie. See? Bulb. Bulb. It's a bulb. That's
a bulb. These are the petals.
It's a tulip bulb.
Petals,
it's the
man.
Bulb of petals.
The bulb is what it is before it grows. you big dummy.
No, fourth picture, bitch.
That's just a bad picture.
That is
tulip
bulbs, motherfucker. But
when I go to this Amazon page and they show a picture of it,
you just got shit on.
Okay, hold on. Look, let's look at some photos of him, man. Where's the come through for me?
Dude, I know my tulips. You all right?
Don't know anything about tulips.
Jesus.
Also, Mr. MAGA supporter, the logic, like, you can't just skip the fake news.
Oh, I skipped.
You can't tell the fourth one. That you supports your point.
The life of a tulip bulb, man. It's just a tulip.
The seven stages.
Hey, guess which one the fucking fifth one is.
Guess where the number is, man. It's by the seed, also known as A period, K period, A period, the bulb. It's the bulb.
A period, K, oh, A-K-A.
Yeah. It's the bulb, man. The bulb is the bottom part. The plant is up top.
Whatever. You win this round.
Yeah, I know my tulips, bro. King of tulips right here. Name something about potatoes that isn't fake news, but you can't.
Creates vodka.
Think you could have tulip vodka?
No, well, that'd be interesting.
I would try it. Would you try it?
Yeah.
I'd probably try any type of liquor that someone gave to me. And I was like, hey, yeah, try this.
Alcohol in it. Distilled something.
God, distilled tulip.
What do they do to the potatoes?
Stomp them, right?
No,
mash them, boil them, stick them in a stew. Same way as Gamgee.
There's a word. I don't know.
The real OG.
I'm dumb, so I can't think of it. So.
Hey, man, you knew a lot about tulips, though.
Hey, man, I knew there was a bulb involved.
You did know there was a bulb involved. Good job knowing that bulbs are involved in tulips, dude. Good job, man. Good job.
It's like a word like distill, but I don't think that's it.
Distill is what you do to turn a plant into vodka.
Is that it?
I mean, that is a thing.
It might be that, and I'm just thinking of nothing. Ferment! Ha!
Ferment's like aging it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Don't poke me.
That, I knew there was another word.
Yeah, but you don't ferment all alcohol.
I'm also Asaurus.
Nice callback, man. I liked it. I like when you you listen to my stupidity. Mm. All right, man. I talked about three or four topics. So let's hear your next one.
Dude, plants!
No, that's... What else?
I brought up the topic. You respond to it. This is how this goes. What's your favorite plant? Yeah, that's right. You can't even name a plant.
I'm trying to pick... This is a big deal. You don't just name your favorite plant without giving it some serious consideration. Plants could get offended. And then what happens when you go to that Mark Wahlberg movie, the trees kill everybody, it's because I made fun of the wrong plant.
It's like, what's your favorite race of people? Like, that would offend some, right?
It actually is like that, but for plants, you're right.
Plant, yeah.
You know, first I thought you were racist, but I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, that is what it is. We're picking like our that, race right? of tree.
Mm-hmm.
Picking our favorite race of plant. Yeah. Let's see. Maples drop too many leaves, so they're out. Sycamores.
Yeah,
sycamores are kind of cool. I like sycamores.
Trees?
Yeah.
The fuck trees?
Trees are a plant.
Flowers and shit, man.
Oh,
grass.
Flower?
What's your favorite type of grass?
Is there a flower? Buffalo grass is the worst.
The weed kind.
It's the worst. Don't know. I don't know my favorite type
the
of grass.
The marijuana plant?
No, it's definitely not that.
Did
I don't
see a video a while
I
back.
I don't smoke the Mary Jane.
You shouldn't call marijuana because it's racist.
Why? How?
I think, I don't know what the actual word is. Hemp, maybe? There's another word for it that
I thought
used.
Hemp was a non-drug weed.
Yeah. I forget what this stupid video was talking
Kay.
About. But you shouldn't call it marijuana. Cannabis, that's the word. You're supposed to use cannabis instead of marijuana because marijuana was a term that they coined back in the drug war.
So you're like giving power to the man's word?
Yeah, well, no, because it's racist because they tried to imply it with Mexicans. People didn't like Mexicans.
People still don't. Have you heard Donald Trump, our president, speak?
Yeah, I mean, I think that might be why the video was made in the first place, but...
I think people need to stop caring so much about that stuff.
About words.
Yeah.
And things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, people need to probably not be
yeah.
so sensitive.
Like, once you physically hurt another individual, then we should... Fuck you! You're going to jail!
You're a stupid marijuana.
Yeah, but see, if you say words at my face, shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Shouldn't matter.
But it does, because sticks and stones break your bones, but words never hurt you.
Well, Morris put that story in the Discord not too long ago about Count something.
It must have really left an impact on
you. Fuck.
I mean, I got the Discord up.
I don't think it's Dracula. By the way, it's Count Dracula. I don't think that's actually it.
But if you're not a member of the Discord, Blackula. Blackula's a thing?
That's not. He would have to be black for that. It's in the news. Up that one.
Count Dankula.
That one. Dankula. Morris.
Morris also put it in chat.
Yeah, he just got sentenced in the UK for training his dog to raise its arm. To raise its arm. And then he just made the comment that it was like a Hitler salute. He wanted to. His
it's a talented
girlfriend,
dog.
His girlfriend thought it was the cutest dog in the world, so he wanted to make it do one of the most uncute things you could, so he trained the dog to fucking Nazi salute.
I mean, I personally wouldn't do that, but that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. Yeah. It also hurts no one.
Oh, it hurts me.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, because one time I got too close to his dog and his paw hit my eye.
A dog's not a human, so it has no human rights.
Oh, I'd put it down, though!
Well, that's your choice of opinion.
Dog should have human rights, though,
pretty
right?
Sure.
Debate.
Animal cruelty, that could affect you there.
What about its cruelty by animals? Is that a thing?
I mean, it's called murder when they kill
Muck
you.
Duck.
Muck duck?
By the way, murder. Chad, if you aren't involved in our Discord, you should. Exclamation point Discord, I think we'll get you a link to it if you want to join. If you don't, that's fine, too. But there's silliness and shenanigans that happen in there every day.
They wanted to send him to jail for 2 years for that.
Sucks, man.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Morris, I mean, we talk at length for months about how messed up Morris's country is.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. You live in, like, the
shit it's the worst,
of
dude.
The world.
It's unlike here, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's freaking.
We have zero problems.
Yeah.
Zero.
Nothing is ever wrong here.
It's
not like the UK where birds are dropping from the sky and Dankula's
in jail for saying a joke. Yeah, man.
I like how we phrase it that way, because if you're like, he's in jail for training his dog due to the Hitler salute, it kind of loses its poignance a little bit. That might be part of the point, you know.
Like, free speech is good.
I disagree. Free speech is great.
Oh, there you go.
Oh!
You subverted my expectations.
I'm American,
man.
Dude!
I thought you were going to say terrible.
Dude.
And that's my freedom.
But you know what the UK has that we don't?
What's that?
The royal babies, dude.
No.
Come on, man.
Let's not talk about
you
that.
Seen that picture of Obama with the royal baby?
Plants,
it's
man.
So adorable,
plants
man.
Are way more interesting than any of that.
Did
nonsense.
You know that the queen recently lost?
You know bees pollinate, like, flowers and
yeah,
those?
And I hate bees.
But they're endangered. So
I don't care about
bees.
If
that will affect our whole fucking like economy,
dude. I'm gonna look at you in the eye. I'm gonna look life
ecosystem.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at you in the eye so you know I'm telling the truth. All right,
bees.
If I have to die, or my family, or half the planet
bees.
Has to die, so bees die. That's a sacrifice I'm willing
bees?
To make. I hate bees, man.
No,
bees ain't ever
oh, so
done.
You're fine. You're fine with killing all the bees to where all of humanity dies, but a dude drives a truck with gasoline, you're like, oh, you should drive a fucking electric car.
What if I have against gasoline?
I don't know.
I'm just, okay, here, I'll use your analogy.
Global warming's a big deal.
Here's what I'm saying.
But if bees go away, it's not the end of the world.
Here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. Guy driving a truck with lots of gasoline, he has an alternative. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if someone would spend money to make bees not be jerks, not sting me, and not float around my soda machine.
Don't fuck with them.
They come to me!
No.
They're messing with me,
no,
man.
They don't.
They do!
You're at
the state fair, you're trying to get some Dr. Pepper, you know what it's coated in? Friggin' bees, man! They're everywhere! Just bees swarming around sugar, bees swarming around flowers. You know what?
Taylor makes a great point. Bees' lives matter, man. They
bees
are fucking creatures.
Here's what I'm saying.
If they want to float around the goddamn Dr. Pepper machine, you let them.
Okay.
You let them take your time. You don't just waddle in there.
I can't just sit and wait for the bees to get out of there.
You can sit and wait for some dickhead who is trying to make a selection on the damn thing. You're not going to push him out of the way, are you?
I might, but how thirsty I am.
No, you won't.
And how many bees
That's
are there?
Called assault, and you're going to jail.
I'm not scared of assault. The salt's over there, and bees don't like it.
Assault.
Oh, assault. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, okay?
But
gas car, you could replace it with electric. Okay? Better for the environment. If they could take bees and they could replace them with a bee that doesn't act like a jerk or doesn't hurt me or fly, you know, maybe crawling bees would be better. Let's get all crawling bees. Let's genetically engineer new bees.
You know how long it would take them to pollinate?
I don't care.
Flowers?
They don't. They do it for free. I don't care about their rights. All right? Crawl.
This is the whole point of the discussion. You should care about the right.
Ants crawl everywhere.
Hypocritical.
And they build monuments. You know what survived the test of time? Ants. You know what hasn't? Friggin' bees. Bees are dying out. Maybe it's because they're dicks, okay? maybe they were more like ants and they tried
Farmers
to stay out of our way,
around.
You know? The most annoying thing that ants do is build a little sand pile in the middle of your sidewalk
you
crack. Yeah, and
it.
You know what? They don't care. They don't swarm out, middle finger you while they're rebuilding it. They just rebuild
fire
it. It's
ants.
Part of their life.
You want to get bit by
Dude,
a fire
if you go
ant?
To the Amazon to mess with fire ants, you got more problems than ants.
They're
okay?
Here.
You got people using blowpipes to shoot you in the neck. You got piranhas out there. You got Gordon Ramsay making cocaine documentaries. There's a whole lot happening down in the Amazon that we can't explain.
Where
ants can
fuck?
Do whatever they want, man.
Holy shit.
Serious.
What? What's weird is people are betting about when, what, and where of Meghan Markle's future pregnancy. What the fuck? They ain't even married yet. Is that the American chick?
I don't know who that is. The only births I stay up with are the royal ones.
Okay, you ever seen the TV show Suits?
No.
Okay, well, there's a hot lady on there in that TV show.
I'll just Google her. What's her name? Meghan Markle's?
I think that's what he's talking about.
Meghan Markle's.
Pretty sure. Because, yeah.
It said Suits was one of the things.
Yeah, she's in Suits. She's an
hot?
Actress, and then now she's like...
This lady?
Yeah, man.
You think she's hot?
There's better pictures, but yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is this... that's the prince.
Yes, man.
That's the prince.
So it's a big old deal because she's an American actress who's had...
She upgraded, man.
Nude sex on TV.
But this is the dopey prince, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
The other one is, like, sophisticated and, like, this is the ginger one. Like,
oh, yeah, this is the one that parties and shit.
Yeah.
He didn't give
He's
a,
not a
yeah.
real prince,
right.
you know?
Well, he's a prince.
Well, he is, but he's not, like...
I mean, it's
royal,
not
you
the
know.
Definition of.
You know, it's like Matthew is technically a human being, but we wouldn't use him as a, you know, a poster child for what humans is, you know?
Aliens come to Earth, and Matthew's the first person.
Yeah, you don't want that. Like, if you're describing the royal family, you don't start with the ginger. That's,
right.
that's all I'm saying.
No, that makes sense.
Also, could I, like, you news, dude? I think it's great that he came in here and talked about news, and his name is you news. I mean, that's a public service,
that
is what that
really.
Is.
Doing
pretty
a good
great.
Job.
Yeah. This is the illegitimate prince. His dad is supposedly a friend of the family. Oh.
Ooh. See, we need to get our news from you news.
Yeah, man. He needs to send us more news.
He's apparently on top of things.
Thing is, you're going to tell us the headline and then explain the news. And then
so we don't know. And then elaborate on all the people
yes,
involved.
Any questions or ignorances
yeah,
we may have.
All
which
the FAQs.
Be
know.
A lot of ignorances.
Uh-huh.
Like...
Don't really know a lot.
A lot, you know. It's you're gonna have to help with all that, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have to deal with chat delay, and it's just maybe make a weekly video for us. We can just watch and comment during the show. You know, just here's the news.
Assuming he has a Twitch account, so he might do the news.
He might, dude. Twitch. Maybe we should watch his Twitch channel.
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, maybe be good, dude. We could follow more than two people.
Cross promote things, bruh.
Yeah, man. Speaking of cross promotion, it's the end of the show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock.
Jesus Christ, that went fast.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast it goes when the person who's leading the show is Colby talking about plants.
Yeah, man. I'll talk about plants all night. You want some petunias? I will plant so many petunias. Daffodils?
All right, guys.
Daffodils?
Daffodils, dude? That's a sex plant.
Yeah.
I don't know if
going.
That's true.
It's got the endorphins. You know?
All right, guys. Don't leave, okay? All of you watching live, don't leave. Here's what we're going to do next, okay?
Next.
Colby is going to play Skyrim.
Yep.
It's his first time ever playing Skyrim.
Yep.
The last 2 weeks, we have tortured Colby.
Yep.
He played Bloodborne. He did
terrible.
Horrible. He played Super Meat Boy. He did better.
Better.
But I would still say not great, probably.
Not great, no.
Yeah, but he did better. He had a better time with Super Meat Boy, I'm guessing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was funner.
Okay. Tonight he's going to play Skyrim. It's chat's choice. So our Discord, there's a list of games. I put up a poll. You guys vote. You pick which game Colby plays. That's the one you guys picked. Skyrim. So that's what he's playing tonight. Next week, Colby's going to surprise everybody with his pick. We don't know what it's going to
be. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be.
He doesn't even know what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be his pick. Mm-hmm. He's going to pick it. We're going to put it in. We're going to play it. The three Ps, pick, play, and put.
Not in that order.
But Morris, don't say have a good one, guy. Was it not clear?
Don't leave.
Don't leave.
Morris.
We're not leaving.
It's not like you have a life outside of this show.
That might be a little extreme.
I mean, I didn't mean it as
you're
extreme
not going
as
out
I
to that,
came out.
You're not going to that hellscape that is modern England, okay? You stay inside. You get arrested out there.
Yeah, no, I meant like, don't leave. I love you.
Diana, you news. Right? Diana. That's who you're talking about. Pretty sure. But anyway, we're going to go back, because Colby, I'm sure, do you have to pee, man?
Yeah.
Okay, so Colby has to pee. So we're gonna go to a starting soon screen for Colby Plays Games.
Mm.
Okay? And then we're gonna come back. We're gonna be back live. 5 minute break at the
live,
most.
Live so soon, right? Like right now. Just
5 minutes
go,
from now.
Get a drink.
And we're gonna get a
some
snack.
Petunias.
Don't do that. That's gonna take too long.
Dude, you put the seeds in, you soil it up, you're done.
Soil it up. I don't think that's how plants
that's
work.
How it works.
But yeah, but don't leave. We're gonna be back in about 5 minutes for Colby Plays Games of Skyrim. All you people who are not watching live, if you're watching on the YouTube, there's a video right after this one called Colby Plays Games Skyrim. That's what happens next. You can watch that on demand as well. And if you listen to the audio version, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, and we'll be back Sunday for you people with a new episode. But
yes.
The rest of you, stick around and watch Colby Plays Games. If you don't, thanks for watching. We appreciate it. Support the show. Follow here on Twitch. It's totally free. You can also sub, donate money. It's all
like
those things.
News.
And we appreciate it.
You news followed.
Thank you for the new follow.
Damn
appreciate
it.
That, man. We're gonna go away for 5 minutes. We're going to come back. Colby Plays Games. Colby's playing Skyrim tonight. It's going to be fun. Thank you all for listening. For
thank
all of you,
you.
That
be
did.
Right.
And we'll be back, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye for 5 minutes, all right? Bye-bye.